No, Toto, we are in Kansas. It is scientifically proven to be flatter than the IHOP pancake, the geographic center of the contiguous United States, and urban legend says it's the home of the gates of hell underneath the Stull United Methodist Church. It would be a Methodist church.
In one of its cities, it's illegal to sing the alphabet on the street at night. That's pretty specific. And in 1985, it sued all our former home state, Colorado, for a violation of an agreement concerning water use and was awarded $14 million in damages, even though all that water is Colorado's.
You're listening to the Queer Money Podcast, episode 453. And today we're sharing the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city in Dorothy's home state, Kansas. Now on with the show.
Which Dorothy, though?
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission. Welcome back, folks. And yes, we are continuing our Queer City series. If you're watching on YouTube, you can catch the whole series right up here. And if you're listening, click that link in your podcast player.
Last week, we visited the great state of Kentucky. YouTube viewers can watch that particular episode right here by clicking that link. If you're listening, you can click the link in your podcast player. We got some more podcast love, as we seem to be getting more and more lately. LGBTQ Whisper on YouTube said about the series, quote, "Thank you for sharing." Well, thank you for listening, LGBTQ Whisper.
Or watching, since they are on YouTube.
Maybe she had blindfolded her eyes and she just listened to us. And then we got Don said, "Yep, LGBTQ plus people are everywhere," end quote. Well, thank you for sharing that, because we've been led to believe that there are no queer people that live in red states, especially Florida and Texas, or the Snow Belt, or the Bible Belt, or the Rust Belt. Pretty much, we only live in California and New York. However, according to a fellow from Germany, Cali GR25, there are no queer people who live in United States. So I'm so confused.
Sarcasm off on that one.
It's hilarious. Anyway, if you're inclined, please give Queer Money Podcast a rating or review on your favorite podcast player. Or if you're watching, give this video a thumbs up. And why is it a thumbs up, David, and not a thumb up? It only gives you one thumb to put up.
Right. Yeah. Shouldn't it have two thumbs there?
Like a
thumb. All right. Let's get on with Kansas, right? So Kansas, you shocked us a little bit. Well, actually not Kansas, but Kansas City, WTF. You didn't even get a 100 on the HRC's Municipal Equality Index on the Kansas side. But on the Missouri side, you did get a 100. So what's going on? I will say, from personal experience, I spent a lot of time in Kansas City for work in the late 90s and early 2000s. And Kansas City has a very vibrant, very inviting LGBTQ community. Number of bars, the pride there was fantastic. I experienced a lot of this during the week. I can't even imagine what it was like on the weekends because I was there for work. But I did feel like the community there was very strong and thriving. So this may point to the fact that sometimes HRC's data isn't always reflective of what's the actual boots on the ground experience for LGBTQ people. So it could go either way. Sometimes cities get a low rating and they have a great community, or they get a high rating and they don't have a great community. So
do your homework. Somebody chastised us the other week because we didn't mention all the gay bars that were in a particular city that we listed. And I don't know if they must not have been paying attention, because this list is not about the city to go to party. We're trying to find places that are a combination of affordable and LGBTQ plus friendly. It's not the oons towns that we're trying to find for folks, because there are enough of those lists out there. But that said, we're just trying to provide a different perspective. So hopefully this inspires you and gives you some additional resources and information, but please do your own homework and make sure any place that you're considering moving to or even vacationing at suits your situation, your family situation, and it's amicable for you.
Yeah.
Hopefully this just provides a slightly different perspective than what the major LGBTQ plus media gives us in terms of where it is that we can live and thrive.
Yeah. As I said to the individual who commented that on that particular video, I said, what we are creating here is a complement to a lot of the other content that's out there that oftentimes ignores the fact that not everybody in the LGBT community happens to be a cis white gay couple with lots of money. There are a lot of other people who are looking for affordable places to live, and they are looking for places that are align with what they need in their life at the time. And that isn't always San Francisco or New York. Exactly. So John, who we're going to get off our soapbox here, who
2 weeks
is,
in a row now,
I know, who is the runner up?
Runner up for Kansas is Lawrence. Why is that? Well, it is one of the cities to score 100 on the Human Rights Campaign's Municipal Equality Index. Home values average $296,000 per property. That's the third highest for the state. Rent averages $1,261 per month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. That's also the third highest for the state. Cost of living is 93% of the national average, which is the third highest for the state. Average income is $62,000 per year. Breaking the streak, that comes in the middle. Median income is $49,000 per year, also in the middle.
Yeah. Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them.
So, David, who is the winner?
Our winner is not the state that I would have ever thought, or the city well, that the I would state. Have ever thought of, and that's Wichita. Why? Well, Wichita also was the other city in the state that got a 100. Again, so surprising. There are two cities in the state that got a 100. It was surprising to me that it was Wichita. The home values come in at $286,000, right in the middle. Rent comes in at $1,047 a month, which again was right in the middle and well below the national average. Cost of living, 82.8%, the third lowest in the state. The average and median incomes were also right in the middle at $59,000 for average and $45,000 for median. So you got a lot of averageness going on here, and that's what helped bubble it up in addition to that 100.
Some great things about Wichita. Well, let's remember LGBTQ plus friendliness is relative, and we acknowledge that Wichita is in the Bible Belt. That being said, in 2021, it adopted the strongest non-discrimination ordinance in the state of Kansas, protecting sexual orientation and gender identity within the city limits. So that's some progress there. The Delano District is the most hip and LGBTQ plus friendly area in Wichita. There's not really a gayborhood, so to speak, but Delano seems to be pretty hip and thriving. There's also the Douglas Design District, as well as Old Town, places to check out. And then their pride is typically the end of June. It was June 24th this past year, but they actually have celebratory events all month long throughout June. I was really impressed with the diversity of events that they had throughout the month of June. So maybe just go to an Airbnb for the month of June in Wichita, check it out and enjoy all their pride festivities.
Yeah. I would venture to say that both, I know definitely Lawrence is a college town. Wichita does have a couple of universities, but I do think that those are probably influencers here. So again, congratulations, Lawrence and Wichita.
Financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
Thanks again, folks. On next Thursday's Queer Money bonus episode, we are going to be covering the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city in the state of Iowa, the trendsetter when it usually comes to presidential elections.
If you'd like to see all the results from all the cities that we're analyzing, go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player if you're listening, or click the link here if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you and have an amazing weekend.